Live from the heart of Sherwood Forest, it's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Gooper, Gooper.
Heck, Tolo.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul V. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
This week we've got a Squid Hat and the Manchester Punk Festival special, and to crack off, let's have a little bit of Dirk Vermin and the Hostile Talent, Sweet Dreams from the Gutter. Listening to Cemetery Surfers underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was a band we played before, Dirk Vermin and the Hostile Talent. They are a Las Vegas punk rock polymath, Tony.
Right.
World famous tattoo artist, gets up to all sorts, brought out a book, and got a great band, as you've just heard there. We had played one or two tracks from their last album before. The first half of the show this week, Tony, is from Squid Hat Records, our favourite Las Vegas label.
Mm.
And they brought out Fresh Ink Volume 8, a free or pay what you want to download compilation. Loads of great bands on it, as you'll see in the first half of the show. We picked four. We've picked two we've played before and two we haven't. Loads on there. I think there's at least 20, and it's really, really good. So if you can spare a buck or two, please do pay for it. But otherwise, if you don't have any money at your disposal at present, you will be able to download it for free. You can find out about Dirk Vermin and the Hostile Talent by his website, I should say, which is
TheHostileTalent.com?
DirkVermin.com. Yeah. You're on the right track there. Yeah, I did try to give you a chance by saying his, but yeah. DirkVermin.com and Squid Hat Records. All you have to do is type in Squid Hat to Google and you will find them. Fortunately, there's not a lot of other Squid Hat things going on.
Right.
Right. Paulie being in step one, Tony nil. And I should think we'll play something else from Dirk Vermin in the not-so-distant future. Now, this is the bit in the show when I like to have some additional material for you, Tony. I have for a show, this is 701.
It is, yes.
Yeah, I got nothing.
Right.
Turns out I had two last week, and I should have saved one, but it would have been too weird because they were the same joke twice. If you have a joke or poem for me, email paulieb at punkyradio, titling your email Comedy Suburbs if it's a joke, and Poetry Corner if it's a poem. Right, well, if you don't mind, Tone, we're going to crack on.
That's fine, yeah, go for it.
Two songs in a row now, both from the Squid Hat Fresh Ink Volume 8 free to download compilation out now. Stay tuned for a band close to both of our hearts, Tony, called the Dirty Panties. First up, a band who, according to their Facebook page, their interests include drugs and knitting.
That rings a bell.
It does. I talk, of course, of Sounds of Threat.
Of course.
I don't think we've played them before, but we might have done. I don't think so. Anyway, they are East Las Vegas hardcore punk, Tony. There's another great song. I mean, you'll guess already from the first track, this show doesn't really muck about this week. There's we are four to the floor, Tony. We are four to the floor.
Excellent.
What is Sounds of Threat's Facebook page?
facebook.com/soundsofthreat.
It is. It's Tony One, Paulie B, isn't it? One. Stay tuned for the Dirty Panties. First up, Sounds of Threat and Domestic Violence.
It gives me a thrill. Well, but your loving, it can pay my Your loving, it gives me a thrill.
Well, but your loving, it can't pay my fucking bills, so give me money. Cause that's what I want, all your money, motherfucker. That is all I want. I want every last motherfucking cent that you have got. That's what I, well, that's just what I want. And the best things in life are free.
You're listening to 50 Foot Combo underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the bed this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was the Dirty Panties and the instantly recognisable cover version of Money, as covered by loads of bands, including the Flying Lizards, the Flying Lizards and the Beatles. Can't remember who did it originally. But absolutely brilliant, and that's a lovely, lovely version of it by a great band. Las Vegas pop punk there, Tony.
Okay, cool.
All the bands in the first half of the show this week are from Las Vegas. Squid Hat is a Las Vegas label. They do have bands not from Las Vegas, including The Haze, that we played on the show the other week, who are from Japan, I think. But anyway, what I'd like to know, Tony, is what is The Dirty Panties Facebook page?
Facebook.com/ The Dirty Panties.
Facebook.com/ All Girl Punk. Yeah. Poorly being set too, Tony. One, I imagine someone else had the Dirty Panties, the naughty person. And we have played them on the show before, and we will be playing them again, because we love the Dirty Panties.
We do.
There's nothing we like more than Dirty Panties, really. Although, saying that, Panty Christ, we like something with pants, don't we?
Generally, yeah, anything pant-themed.
If panties are involved, we're bang up for it.
Yeah, pretty much.
Right then, Tony, have you got any Facebook comments?
I do.
That means it must be time for
Facebook, tra la 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 la. Facebook, tra la 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 la.
I'll never tire of that.
No.
Frankie Boyle. So what you got?
Thanks for Facebook comments. If you're on Facebook, please do pop along to our page, facebook.com/ Punky Radio. Do like the page. Do leave us a comment. Do like to hear from you. Comments, yes. Messages, no. Send us your comments.
Comments, yes. Messages, no.
We don't check it enough, but leave us a comment. We've had three this week.
Crikey.
More all kind of a post 700 congratulations, which is fine. So
still valid.
It certainly is. It was still a thing, and it will still remain a thing.
Yeah.
Jen Glenn. Is it Glenn? Is it Jen? We don't know.
Oh, right. Okay. Now, but this is the prop. So this is the Jen Glenn situation, not the other Jen who I got confused with.
This is not the imposter Jen. This is not the imposter. No, this is the original Jen Glenn.
And best, dare we say. No, the original and equal.
Yes.
All of our listeners are equal in our eyes. We love you all.
They say.
Did that freak you out?
I don't know what to add to that, really. They just say 700 is a fine achievement.
Well, it is.
It is, yeah.
When you think that Gerard Butler made millions for 300, we've done more than double that. We've got nothing.
Yeah, exactly. Nothing.
Exactly.
Seth Camelk's been in touch.
Hello, Seth. But just before that, thank you very much, Jen Glenn. We don't know which one it was, do we, then?
We've got absolutely no idea.
That's a Jen Glenn.
And I think they do that on purpose now.
Of course they do. The games they play.
Jesus.
I know.
GDI.
Anyway, hello, Seth. Great names for some of the listeners on this show. If you are listening for the first time, Seth Catmilker is, in fact, his real name.
It is.
Yeah.
Congratulations on making 700 shows of mild quirkiness. Keep up the good work. Thanks, Seth.
Oh, thank you very much, Seth, because you've given Tony a bit of extra work to do as well.
That's great. Yeah. And finally, Michael Malloy's been in touch.
Michael Malloy, a recent addition to the Punky Gang, but a very welcome one.
Exactly. He says, great show, guys. 700. Incredible. As well as the eclectic playlists, enjoying the travel logs. Is there a budget for a weekly Paul B International Pub Guide? It's a great idea.
You'd need quite a budget for that one, Michael.
You would. Maybe a couple of times a year, eh? We'll see.
Well, perhaps we can do a Kickstarter campaign to see how much money we could raise for me to get leathered.
It's worth a shot.
You know what? Nothing ventured.
Exactly. That's right. So yeah, that's it. That's all I have.
So that concludes.
Facebook, tra la 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 la. Facebook, tra la 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 la.
I'll never tire of that.
No.
Frankie Boyle. I don't know about you, Tony, but I think right now we ought to play some Las Vegas four-piece punk rock.
Okay.
Track four this week, the last one from the Squid Hat Fresh Ink Volume 8 free-to-download compilation, which is available right now. You should try and pay a bit. I know I sort of stress this, but for the sake of a dollar or two, you can really help the label. Mm. That's much nicer. And I don't think the bands would get any money for it, but it would go into the label and help the label keep going. Lots of these labels, you know, they're sort of not-for-profit, aren't they?
Yeah, I mean, certainly the small ones, and some like TNS, things like that as well, they just do it for the love more than anything else. So if you can help them out.
That's interesting you say that, of course. We will be talking about TNS in the second half of the show. Mm-hmm. Now, where was I? Yes, so Tony, what I'd like to know is, the band are called Surrounded by Thieves.
Hmm.
What is their Facebook page?
Facebook.com/ Surrounded by Thieves?
It is. It's Tony 2, Paulian's Net 2, and this is Republic. Listening to Planet Smashers underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the bed this week, Tony.
That's okay.
Surrounded by Thieves and the 100,000 miles an hour Republic. Did you do anything last week?
It was my birthday.
Did you get up to anything?
Yeah, it was all right. I kind of like one of those things where I didn't plan a great deal, but nothing went according to plan either.
That's kind of like my life.
Yeah. So my birthday was Saturday, the 16th. So I gave myself Friday off work because I was going to go band practice on the Saturday. So I thought, well, I'm going to celebrate on the Friday, take the day off. Me and Steph go into town, have some drinks, have some food, and then Saturday band practice, and then relax in the evening. Ended up working most of Friday, but still managed to go into town to have some drinks.
And where did you go?
We went to the famous Alchemist pub.
The Alchemist.
One of those places. It's a weird little place, but I do enjoy it. The food is good though, and the cocktails are very nice.
You've got more money than sense these days, don't you know that? You've got more money than sense.
You certainly have to save a whole year to go in there.
So what did you eat then?
I had Cajun fajitas. And about four
they
cocktails.
Nice, actually, like
it was really tasty. And then just loads of cocktails. I had about four, I think. And yeah, that was it. But then got home, had a text from Asterix from the band saying he's full of cold, he's on his arse. And so was the drummer. So no practice. So ended up on Saturday, a last minute thing, Steve came across and we had a pint. So I ended up going to the pub for a couple of hours with crazy Steve.
Getting on?
He's all right. Very busy at Unit 5. There's lots of good bands coming in, about 18
That's
bands
Steve,
at the minute.
Right, because I thought you might have meant Steve from your old band.
Alcohol Steve. No, this is crazy Steve. Wito.
Uncle Wito. Was he in shorts?
I don't think he was, actually.
Lord. You know what?
He was with a wife, so maybe she's got some kind of control over him.
Oh, maybe she won't let him get his knees out.
Nah. Yeah, he's good. The kind of Unit 5 started doing trying to go into videos. So there's a production company with the videos, and he's got the rehearsal space, so they're trying to combine. So lots of interesting things going on Unit 5 way. So that's good to hear. And apart from that, we did very little. Chilled out apart from that. And then we saw the parents on Sunday. That's it. Right, what did you get up to?
Two things of interest, Tony. Last Thursday, I found myself watching one of my favourite bands, a band called Space.
You did?
I saw Space and they were great, and that might have led to confusion because he said, why is Space plural? But I'm talking about the band, not the thing. Mm. And they were really good. It was the first night of they're doing an anthology tour, because they've been around a long time, you know. Mm. And they played all the hits. They played everything that you could possibly want to hear. They were brilliant, but they weren't on for very long. But they were on for like an hour and a quarter or something, with an encore, which is perfect for me. It was absolutely brilliant. Hmm. And I don't know what it is about Nottingham, Tony, but it seems to make pop stars over friendly.
Okay.
So when I went to see ZZ Sputnik last year, 50 of us basically fell up Martin Degville, and for this one. The lead singer, Tommy, he jumped into the crowd for their biggest hit, Female of the Species, jumped about in the crowd with everyone having a dance, and then snogged one of the groupies.
Oh, very nice.
It was like, yeah, thanks, mate. It was Valentine's night. I'd gone down there by myself, and now I'm watching, you know, the lead singer of a band. Whatever. It was absolutely brilliant. Really, really great. So good, in fact, Tony, that I'm going to play a Space song.
Okay.
Very shortly. But first of all, I will just mention as well, though, that I did on Saturday, I decided to go down and see Steve at the Duke's Arms.
Hello, Duke's Arms.
Not a lot of point saying that. He's not been playing the show recently.
Oh.
Yeah, he hasn't had, well, because he's been away, and then the people that used to come in to listen to the show haven't been in a while, and other things are going on, and he hasn't got around to it, so I'm disappointed.
Okay.
It's possible that we might be back on, because he was a week behind anyway, so it's possible that he might get the thing going this week again, who knows. But he did say he is definitely up for the gig featuring Bleach Boys, Apocalypse Babies and Crash Induction, so something might happen before long.
Oh, smashing. Yeah,
so
just
that'd be good.
Let us know dates. I've informed the band and they're obviously up for it, so just whenever, just let me know.
Yeah. Right, so anyway, so that's us. So now I should really... Space's first album came out. I think it's called Invasion of Spiders, was it? No, Spiders.
Well, I think
Spiders.
It was called Spiders, yeah.
It's called Spiders. And they played my favourite song off that album second at the gig, and I was standing at the back of time. I went, oh God, it's my favourite. So I ran down the front, and then I stayed there for the whole thing. And I love this song. And not only do I love this song, but also this song has got my favourite line in any song ever.
Right.
And I was hoping that we'd have the Limousine album by now. And the question to win the Limousine album was going to be, what is my favourite line in this song? But seeing as we haven't got the Limousine album yet to give away, I'm going to tell you afterwards what my favourite line was in this song.
Okay.
But it's such a brilliant line. It's incredible. This song has got absolutely everything. It's weird. It's just got, it's really creepy, but it's really catchy, and it's got excellent everything, and I love it. What do I know, Tony, is what is, oh, and Space are doing quite a few dates around the country. So if you're in the UK right now, and it, the tickets aren't too expensive. It was like 10 quid, I think, for me to go and see them, 10 or 12 quid, and really, really good. So do get the chance to go and see them if they're playing near you. Most of their dates appear to be in the north.
Right.
At present. If you are in the north, then do get to see them. You'll have a great time. I was hoping to get the chance to speak to them afterwards, but they ran out of a side door. They're probably worried about the groupies. So I didn't get a chance to. But anyway, we're playing this now. Tony, what is Space's Facebook page? Now, I'm saying this because they have got a website, but it's very out of date.
Right.
So I think they're updating everything via their Facebook page, which is?
Facebook.com/ Space Official.
Oh, good idea. Facebook.com/ Space The Band Official. Paulie Beans Net 3, Tony 2. Oh, I should say, so that was the end of the Las Vegas stuff, and now we're into Liverpool. And this is, I love this. This is Mr. Psycho.
Just a one more grin, he won't be held responsible. The city's closing in on him, and everywhere's getting smaller and smaller, and his fingers are getting itchy now, and he won't be held responsible, so don't freak him out, don't freak him out, don't freak him out before he blows his top. Don't freak him out, don't freak him out, don't freak him out before he blows his top. Don't freak him out, don't freak him out, don't freak him out before he blows his top. Don't freak him out, so don't you freak him out. Mr. Psycho, he'll blow you away. Mr. Psycho, he'll blow you away. Mr. Psycho, he'll blow you away. Mr. Psycho, he'll blow you away.
See his eyes, they're bloodshot red, and bloodshot's what you're gonna be. It's not the fact that he's following you, it's that he's not trying to hide, that's what's bothering you. City's closing in on him, and everywhere's getting smaller and smaller, and his fingers are getting itchy now, and he won't be held responsible, so
don't freak him out, don't freak him out, don't freak him out before he blows his top. Don't freak him out, don't freak him out, don't freak him out before he blows his top. Don't freak him out, don't freak him out, don't freak him out before he blows his top. Don't freak him out, so don't you freak him out. Mr. Psycho, he'll blow you away. Mr. Psycho, he'll blow you away. Mr. Psycho, he'll blow you away. Mr. Psycho, he'll blow you away.
Listening to your thoughts, now's the time to be a nervous wreck. The city's closing in on him, and everywhere's getting smaller and smaller, and his fingers are getting itchy now, and he won't be held responsible, so
don't freak him out, don't freak him out, don't freak him out before he blows his top. Don't freak him out, so don't you freak him out. Mr. Psycho, he'll blow you away. 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 Yeah, Mr. Psycho, he'll blow you away. Mr. Psycho, he'll blow you away. Mr. Psycho, he'll blow you away.
You're listening to Guanabats underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the bed this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Space and Mr. Psycho. And if you didn't guess it, I'll tell you now, my favourite line in that song, which is indeed my favourite line in any song ever, is, it's not just the fact that he's following you, it's that he's not trying to hide that's what's bothering you.
Nice.
It's all Tony. Creepy as. Creepy as. Don't freak him out. That was Mr. Psycho. Their first album is great. Their second album is great. Their third, they brought more albums out. They recorded an album that didn't ever get released. And then they brought out an album that was very well regarded by the hardcore fans, but didn't do well in the charts. Then they brought out one more recently called Attack of the 50-Foot Kebab, which has got some great songs on it, and I'm hoping to play a track of that in the future. Now then, have you got any gigs for us?
I do.
That means it must be time for
Tony's International Gig Guide.
Yep. Another week, more gigs. Thanks for your gigs. If you have any gigs for me, don't forget, do email me, tony@punkyradio.com. I want to know who's playing, where are they playing, how much is it to watch them play, who are they playing with? It is national, doesn't have to be in the UK. Email me your gigs. Haven't received any this week, so I found one myself.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, thanks to Punks UK. I was going to check their website, punx.uk. Good site. This Friday, the 22nd of Feb, at the Hairy Dog in Derby. That there Derby. Mean Caesar, Heavy Heart, and Quentin Solve.
Blimey.
Yeah, there you go. It's 8 p.m. start, £3 entry. That's a pound a band.
That's a pound a band.
Can't fault
the man. Extremely reasonable.
They say it's rock and alternative punk. I think that's just generally for the venue. But yeah, so yeah. If you know the Hairy Dog in Derby, do check it out. I've not been there, but I've known bands that's played there. I think it's quite a good venue.
I've been to the Hairy Dog.
No, I've been to the... Is it the old Vic I went to once? We don't tend to venture into Derby.
Well, of course not. I mean, if I do go, I wear my Nottingham Forest socks. Yeah, I went to Flower Pot. What was that? I went to a pub, didn't I? I went to someone's
leaving. It was
leaving,
wasn't it? Yeah.
John and Angel's leaving, dude. They're back now, by the way, but that's another story. Yeah, I haven't been to Hairy Dog. We should maybe go sometime.
Well, you never know. I'll probably gig there at some point. I'm sure there's a Derby gig in my future.
I should think you'll go when the Apocalypse Babies get booked there.
I might do. But that's it for this gigs. Yep.
So that concludes
Tony's International Gig Guide.
Sheep shakers, meh. I'm so childish. I'm such a voice fan. Right then, so the second half of the show this week, Tony, we are going to dedicate, in terms of these last four songs, to bands that feature on the Manchester Punk Festival, free to download, but pay what you want, so pay if you can, compilation volume 21, Tony.
Wow.
Yeah. And again, loads and loads of bands. I had a really good time listening through these tracks, and I picked four that I thought were suitably punky and suitably different and suitably all that. And we're starting off... the reason I said that is because your gig on Good Friday with Apocalypse Babies at the Pit and Pendulum, that is April the 19th, isn't it?
It is.
I think it is, yeah. And the Manchester Punk Festival this year takes place April 19th, 20th, 21st. That's why I was asking you about it, because we wouldn't be able to go to the Friday. But there are loads of bands on it. It looks brilliant this year. And as I say, we're playing four of them now. And hello to TNS Records, who are the people behind Manchester Punk Festival, how we found out about it in the first place, and why I said I would mention them in the second half of the show. It's all coming together, Tony.
Brilliant.
The question is, if you were fancied hearing some ska punk dub from Basingstoke,
right,
would you think, because the first half of the show was all Las Vegas, now it's going to get very quintessentially English, right? So Basingstoke, which of course Pussycat and the Dirty Johnsons call Amazing Stoke with good reason. I imagine you'd want to hear from a band called Ill-Gotten Gains.
Probably would.
You'd be right to. But the question is, Tony, what is their Bandcamp page?
Illgottengains.bandcamp.com?
It is. It's Tony 3, poorly being set 3, and this is You're Gonna Die, Clown!
gonna die, clown!
Listening to Gnarly Wave underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the bed this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Ill-Gotten Gains and track called You're Gonna Die Clown, which is from the Sprid Hat Records Fresh Ink Compilation Volume 8, which is free to download, but we would like you to pay a dollar or two if you can spare it to help out the label. Sound fair?
Isn't that the Manchester Punk Festival or not?
Oh, I'm talking absolute rubbish. That was Ill-Gotten Gains and You're Gonna Die Clown because they're performing at Manchester Punk Festival, as I've just said before the song, on the 19th, 20th and 21st, and that is on the free to download or pay what you want. Do try and give them a couple of quid if you can, because it helps the label, and of course you could be paying a couple of dollars for Squid Hat as well. Have I sorted that out?
That's fine.
That's fine, yeah. I drink a lot.
Okay.
Yeah. And I'm 49, Tony. I'm a minor. I'm a minor 49er. You're the meaning of life.
I am.
And I'm a minor. That says it all, really, doesn't it?
Mm.
Anyway. Now, did I ask you what Ill-Gotten Gains' Bandcamp page was? I did, didn't I?
Yeah.
I did before. Yes, I did. Right. Are you doing it? So I should just... I'm a bit embarrassed now with Ill-Gotten Gains. That was ever so good, and I've made a right hash of it. Maybe you can get us out of this, Tony. Are you doing anything this week?
No.
Brilliant.
Yeah, not really. Just back, yeah, the usual. It's heavy work. I hired an employee in January. It didn't work out, so I'm left with a lot of work on my lap. So it's just that kind of time at the moment. But hopefully band practice is back on Saturday. We can try and maybe start getting ready for these gigs. What are you up to?
Well, so that was your first hire and your first fire. Is that right?
It was my second. I tried hiring a few years ago.
Right.
I hired a an old school university friend.
Right.
And then that I so technically my second hire and second fire.
Right.
but the first one was. Second one was a lot harder. I don't know why.
I think I think you're warming to it. I think this is all a front.
Could be. What are you up to this week?
I'm going to Oslo.
Okay.
I'm turning out to had quite a year. I've already had a week in Malta, accidentally went to Romania, and I've already been to Oslo once. I'm going back again this weekend when I will be doing the Oslo Comedy Club at Horgan's on Hegdehaugline, and the headline act is my mate Fredrik Andersson, who is a Swedish comedian, is absolutely brilliant, and has got the best routine about passing a coffee bean through a luwak there has ever been. All right. You can find out more about it via oslocomedyclubs.wordpress.com or type in the Oslo Comedy Club to the internet and you will find it. Advanced tickets are on sale right now, and I hope to see some of you down there. We do occasionally have some punky radio listeners at that show. It's always brilliant fun. And I'm there an extra day because the flights were so expensive on the Sunday. I thought I'd stay till Monday. Bound to backfire because simply living in Oslo is so expensive. I should probably just pay the extra for the flight, but there you go.
Right, okay.
That is my plan this week.
Huh.
I think. I don't think I'm doing anything else. That's enough, isn't it, really?
I think that's fine.
All right, then. So, we'll play two songs in a row. I'm going to try and get this right now.
Okay.
So, this is two more bands who are playing at Manchester Punk Festival, April 19th, 2021st, this year. Stay tuned for a band we have played before, actually, called the Mighty Boss Mags.
Right.
But first up, a band called Crooked Little Sons, Tony. We've already been to Basingstoke. Where are we going next?
Don't know.
We're going to Devon, mate. We're going to the Exeter and Plymouth, in fact. And I'm calling this Devonian Punk and Roll. How about that? What is Crooked Little Sons' Facebook page?
Facebook.com/CrookedLittleSons.
It is. You've moved into the lead. It's Tony 4, Paulie the Internet 3, and we are Thick as Thieves.
Yeah, we burned that down with gasoline. No, you and me.
tongue scraper.
Oh, mama, in the dead of the night, I was on a hunt to clear my mind. But in the mist, I saw a withered hand, and it gave me something to come and find.
Listening to Rich Morton sound underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the bed this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was the Mighty Boss Mags and a track called Withered Hands. They are describing themselves almost as Warrington experimental punk and ska. They're a right bunch of hoopy fruits. I called you a hoopy fruit on your birthday. Did you get the reference?
No.
Oh, you didn't? Right, because no. I knew that you wrote something after it that I thought, oh, you didn't get that. In The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, Zaphod Beeblebrox is well known for calling people hoopy fruits. Fruit. And Ford Prefect, I think, might call Arthur Dent a hoopy fruit at one point as well. But anyway, oh, you hoopy fruit. That's why I called you it, and I thought you got it, but you didn't. Never mind.
Nah.
So the Mighty Boss Mags, Tony, they are a right bunch of hoopy fruits, and you want to get the chance to see them if you can. What is the Mighty Boss Mags Facebook page?
Facebook.com/TheMightyBossMags
Facebook.com/BossMags
Huh.
Poorly being the internet. What's that? Four, Tony? Four.
Four, all, I think.
Well,
yeah.
This is exciting, isn't it? We want to go. Mm. Very exciting. And if we get more Mighty Boss Mags material, we will play more Mighty Boss Mags stuff. That's where we stand right now. We've only had the odd track on Manchester Punk Festival compilations, which of course that is from. So do make sure that you visit the TNS website. Oh, is it? What is it? ManchesterPunkFestival.co.uk.
It is, yeah.
Yeah. So go there, and then you'll find out about how to get the compilation. Tony, do you have a twat?
I do.
In that case, let's hear this brilliant thing.
It's a twat. It's a twat. It's a twat. It's a twat.
Dirty knees.
Dirty knees. There you go. Thanks for your track nominations. If you have a track for me, don't forget, do email me, tony@punkyradio.com. I want the track's name, where they're from, and the reason. It is that simple. All tracks read with thanks, every track responded to. Can't do the feature without you, and we can't play the song without doing the feature, and we can't do the feature without you. You see how it works?
Yeah, do it.
It's easy, really. Timo's been in touch.
Hello, Timo. It's nice to know we got the regulars in.
I know. He says, Hegtolo, Tony.
Hegtolo, Timo.
Hegtolo, Timo.
I know he wasn't saying Hegtolo to me, but you know what I mean.
Great show as always. However, I feel the need to nominate Sir Orange Peel.
Oh, really?
As you will probably not recall.
It was Sir Robert Orange Peel, in fact.
It was, wasn't it? Sir Robert Orange Peel. As you will probably not recall, in the song played in the last show, people said Sir Orange Peel in different languages.
Yes, Sir Robert Orange Peel.
Well, they didn't. I know for a fact that Peel is not called Peel in German. Charlotte.
Well, I'm quite sure it's not in Chinese.
And French, Le Course. And I highly suspect it also has different names in Hindu and Polish.
Yeah, he might just have been taking a mic, you never know.
The sofa being either superficial and not doing enough research, or being ignorant and spreading fake news.
It's neither of those things. I'm not having this.
Let me finish. I'd like to nominate Sir Orange Peel from the UK to be twatted.
Sir Robert Orange Peel.
All the best, Timo. P.S. I really enjoyed that obscure song and I bought the album.
Brilliant. All right, then.
See, just let me finish.
Sorry.
No, it's done that. That's it.
Right. I thought there was extra the way you said
it. I
can't quite believe he bought the album. But that is great. Because I think that's the third track we played by Sir Robert Orange Peel as well. There's been some. He did that one. I think the first one we got was an interview with, can I call them the Oasis Brothers?
oh, that one, was that him?
That was Sir Robert Orange Peel, yeah. Okay. Yeah, which is funny. But then this, I really like this one. When I was listening through it, I thought, surely the Chinese have got a word for peel. Yeah. They must have oranges.
Definitely.
But yes, all right, fine. Do you know what? This is a jokey, jovial, happy days, and he bought the album twat. You go for it,
exactly.
Young man.
So, with our tongue thoroughly in our cheeks, Sir Robert Orange Peel from the UK is a twat.
He's not really, he's quite class.
Oh, actually, yeah.
He's quite class, yeah.
All right. Pal,
nice
yeah.
One. Oh, so let's hear that tune again.
Is a twat, is a twat, is a twat, is a twat.
Dirty knees.
Dirty knees.
Yeah, loving that tune. One last track this week, Tony.
Okay.
This is our last offering from the Manchester Punk Festival, volume 21, free to download. But you should pay a bit if you can. Thing that's out right now that we've told you all about, ridiculously. The thing is, if you pay them £2 and you give Squid Hat $2, you get a load of music.
True.
And you're helping them both out. So that's nice, isn't it? I mean, obviously, I downloaded for nothing.
Well,
but there's a reason for that, isn't there?
Yes.
Because we have to get it every week. Although saying that, if you were the one downloading the music, I would insist you paid. So because I'm fair like that. Last band this week, Tony, a band called Nosebleed, Yorkshire punk rock and roll. You're going to love this. What is Nosebleed? And this is for the win, Tony.
Okay.
What is Nosebleed's Bandcamp page?
Nosebleed.bandcamp.com.
Oh, nosebleedband.bandcamp.com. But you know what? I'm in such a good mood. We're going to have half a point each.
Okay.
I think we ought to have a draw.
Fair enough.
Tony, 4.5. Paulie B and the internet, 4.5, because I'm so public-spirited, lovely and generous. This is Everybody.
Leave the room. let me buy you a drink. You made me silly and I really, really, really can't do it. Everybody say, everybody say, everybody, body, 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 go away. Everybody stop, everybody say, everybody, body, 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 cause I'm dead.
That's about the size of it for this week. Hope you enjoyed that track, and indeed all the tracks you play this week as much as I did. Make sure you do buy the songs you've heard by the bands we've played. That's the reason we play them, to keep live music and alternative music going in the world.
Yes.
I've now decided we are the sole purveyors of it.
Okay, cool.
Tony, maybe you could mention quite a few ways that people can listen to this show.
This is online. You find us Padunk Radio, P-O-D-U-N-K, radio.com. We're on Radio Andrew. That's Radio Andrew. That's Radio A-N-D-R-A dot S-E. We're on Spotify. If you have a Spotify account or whatever, do find us on there. Search Punk Radio in the podcast section. We'll be at the top because that's how it works. If you have the TuneIn app's a great app. It's free, doesn't cost you now. Get all the radio stations on there, from BBC Radio 6 through to Radio Pearl Jam. It's a good app, and it's free. You can find us on there as well. And finally, if you do have an Alexa device, download the Punky Radio skill for Alexa, and you can command Alexa with your mouth to listen to
Punky Radio. We do like to command Alexa with our mouths.
We do. That's it, I think.
And that's it. Well, look, I might see one or two of you in Oslo this weekend. It'd be great if I did. Tony, I hope you have a good week.
Thank you very much.
And I think that's about it. We should find a new way for you to say goodbye. We've got the Hank Tolos going on. Let's not get carried away. We'll think about it. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
A poog.
But you can't.